This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. It is 10:18 a.m. on Thursday, March 17th, 2026. We are in the Kappa Room 124, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Tuesday, March 17th, 2026, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Our members present today are Representative Gray, Representative Hall, Representative Fields, and myself, Representative Aishai Chair. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. Please remember to silence your cell phones for the meeting. Thank you for that. I'd like to extend a thank you to Cale Brown from House Records and Zachary Lawhorn from the Juno LIO. I'd also like to thank my committee aide, Aaron Callahan, for staffing the committee meeting today. We have one item on the agenda, House Bill 363, an act relating to the sale of alcohol, relating to the sale or dispensing of alcoholic beverages by patriotic organizations, and providing for an effective date by Representative Stutes. This is a second hearing of this bill. Here to present is Representative Stutes and her staff, Jane Pearson. Welcome. Please put yourself on the record and give us another overview of the bill.
Good morning, Chair Aishad and members. Nice to see you this morning. I'm Representative Stutes, and I represent District Number 5, which is Kodiak, Cordova, Seward, and several rural coastal communities, and I appreciate the opportunity today. For the record, I am here to present for the second time House Bill 636. And House Bill 363 does basically two things. It allows patriotic organizations to serve alcoholic beverages to members other than patriotic organizations who possess a club license under Title IV. It also allows patriotic organizations having an event under the proper permit to serve liquor as well as wine and beer during the permitted event. So it's really quite simple, and it does just those two things. And I am certainly happy to entertain any questions or any clarifications that might be needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. Also, I would like to just point out to the members of the committee that we have the Director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, Kevin Richard, online, and he is also available for questions. Are there any questions for the sponsor or Mr. Richard? Representative Fields.
Thank you, through the chair, to the bill sponsor and or Mr. Richard. Seems like maybe some clarification might be helpful, so that a patriotic organization can solicit public patronage for a public event. Would either the bill sponsor or the or Mr. Richard like to speak to that?
Jane?
Ms. Pearson?
Through the chair, this is Jane Pearson, Representative Fields. It was brought up that there is a prohibition under 0409-220-I1 that prohibits clubs from soliciting public patronage on the club premises. So this would add an additional layer. That language would clarify that it's on approval of the board or by operating under an appropriate permit.
If I might add to that, that yes, would be please. The amendment that I believe is going to be brought forward.
Follow up.
Thank you, Chair Aishad. Yeah, I just wanted to express appreciation to Mr. Richard for coordinating with the bill sponsor. I was not aware of that, so I did draft up an amendment. Seems like if we're going to have a public event, we should let the organizations talk about to the public, right? So that's what the draft amendment will do, and I just wanted to share that intent with committee members. Thank you.
Thank you. And then just for the record, Representative Sadler joined us at 10:21 a.m. Welcome. Additional questions for the sponsor or Mr. Richard? Okay, seeing no further questions, we're going to now hear public testimony on House Bill 363. Public testimony is now open on House Bill 363. Is there anyone in the room that would like to provide testimony? Seeing none, now I will look online to see if there's anyone online for public testimony. Okay, I see no one online. So with that, Public testimony is now closed on House Bill 363. Would the bill sponsor like to make any final statements?
No, other than I'm hoping that the amendment will be moved and approved.
Yes, so I'm going to set an amendment deadline, and that deadline...
Pardon me. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I thought that deadline had already been set, so I'm just one step ahead of myself. You know, what can you say? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. We're all anxious to get to work.
I guess.
So we're going to set House Bill 363 aside for today. The deadline for proposed amendments is 5 p.m. tomorrow, March 18th, 2026. Please work with my office to submit your any proposed amendments. The next House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee meeting will be this Thursday, March 19th. We will consider any proposed amendments to HB 363, and that concludes our agenda for today. This meeting stands adjourned at 10:24 a.m. Mm-hmm.